Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a few days ago, I was talking to a patient, and they had told me that they work at a place that doesn't really have a lot of good luck, and they were concerned that they had cancer. And I was like, you know, what kind of work is it? You know, what are you exposed to? And I'm thinking it's chemicals or whatever. And it was more of an office clerical type setting, right? I go, what are you talking about? What's going on? They just brought up how so many people within that facility ended up having cancer and dying. So they thought that they had cancer. So, you know, I referred her to, you know, a primary care doctor who could, you know, hopefully start kind of doing the screening that they need. And I was kind of thinking about that, and I was like, huh, this isn't the first time I heard that. About a few weeks prior, I got a call from a patient where when COVID hit their place of work, it was always bad COVID. It wasn't the easy COVID where somebody had a, oh, I feel fine. It was the type of COVID that put people in the ICU. And it wasn't so much in an area, because you know how we noticed New York probably got a worse strain than back east? There really wasn't a lot of rhyme. I'm licensed in about 12 states, and so I know the cities. When I talk to patients, I know the cities they're coming from. There's definitely milder strains of COVID there, or milder cases. And I'm like, well, that's interesting. Just everybody at this place, not everybody, but a lot of people at this place of work just got, you know, the bad COVID symptoms. I had worked at a place where when I got all comfortable in my desk, the person told me that the last person or the previous person that was in that office died of cancer. And I remember starting to get the heebie-jeebies going, is this place cursed? You know, and it's interesting because, okay, I'm a physician, you know, and when you are a physician, you go through years of training and science and all that. You become a scientist, you do research, you're basically a scientist, you have to think like a scientist, you have to deduce, you have to have evidence-based decisions. There always has to be evidence. And when, you know, I go back to as a kid and, you know, the superstitions that my mom had taught me about, and somebody's cursing you or you're going to get the evil eye, and, you know, don't be out in the spotlight because somebody will be cursing you and trying to wish for bad things to happen. She was right about that. People have told me that there's a couple people out there that really want bad things to happen to me. Not because, you know, of something I said, it's just because jealousy or just some people are just evil. I really do believe that there are people that are evil. Do I think they have the evil eye? Do I think they have the ability to curse others? I don't. And I think if you're a good person, God protects you. That's just me. But I do believe that there are locations and places out there that just have a cloud of toxicity. And it makes it look like the place is cursed. And how you identify places like that is when just bad things keep happening to people that work there. And you kind of, you know, look at the people that you like going, you think you might want to jump ship? And you know, it's not evidence-based, so people kind of think you're kind of out of it, and it, you know, that it's not, I'm not saying me personally, just anybody, but, and maybe it's because I'm Jewish, and, you know, in Judaism, we kind of, you know, vary in terms of, you know, what something means, and if something's good luck or bad luck, like 18 is high, that's supposed to be good luck number, and things like that. For me, it was 21, because I could drink, but, you know, I do believe that there is evidence that if you work in a toxic work environment, it causes health issues. So when you hear that there's cancer or heart attacks or stroke or severe COVID cases or blindness or whatever is going on in a certain, shall we say, facility, and we don't think it's mold related and we don't think it's chemical exposure, as a physician, I would look at the environment, the psychological environment, if it's toxic. And those people that work in a toxic environment that might not look cursed might want to kind of have the instinct or the foresight to kind of go, look, this might not be good for my health. And we've talked about toxic workplaces. We've talked about how if you work for people that are power hungry or evil or you know, just want to think about themselves or take credit for your ideas or whatever, how that could really wear and tear on you. Or where you just never get a promotion. Or, you know, they promise you something and it never happens. Or they promote a family member or they sleep with somebody and then that person gets, you know, all the accolades and promotions and all that. I really believe that when you work for a place that just keeps stabbing you figuratively and just keeps kicking you in the gut or kicking you in the jewels over and over and over again, 8 hours a day or 15 hours a day, however long days you put in, 7 days a week, I really think that wears on you. So all I want to say in this opening segment is look around, and if you notice that, you know, people are having bad things happen to them, all right, you know, and you know, ignorance is bliss. A lot of times like, well, that's just not me, that person was old, or, you know, that person was sickly or whatever. You know, just kind of, you know, take a look and see if, you know, this is something that, this is an environment you really want to be in. You know, now mind you, if you work for a big company like Amazon, I mean, there's thousands and thousands of workers. So average is somebody's going to have a miscarriage or someone's going to have a heart attack or somebody's going to get bad COVID. But if it's kind of a small community and you start to do the numbers, you know, you need to kind of rethink things. Now, if you love your job and the toxicity doesn't spread to you, and your cubicle and your coworkers, and, you know, you're like, look, I could, you know, deflect, knock it out of the ballpark, good. But if you start to feel you're getting consumed with that toxicity and you can't hide from that toxicity and you can't get out of it, I say the place is cursed. And I say that place will affect you and will affect your health. And as a doctor, I think there's plenty of evidence out there saying if you're getting beaten down all the time and BS is happening to you, it's not good for your health. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a couple things I want to talk about that made headlines. There was a gentleman in Turkey. He was only 49 years old, and his testicles start to bother him. Actually start to swell, his left side of the groin. The pain kept getting worse over the next few days. So the pain started to extend up into the inguinal area, kind of where you have your glands, right? Start a little bit more superior to where the pelvic organs are, and then starting to go into his flank. So doctors originally thought he had maybe a bladder infection, kidney infection, maybe a kidney stone, maybe an STD or an STI. And he was negative for everything except COVID. So they admitted him to the hospital. They gave him antibiotics. they gave him imipenem, Zithromax, and then they also gave him hydroxychloroquine. This is in Turkey. So they don't, you know, care if Trump recommends it or not. All right? You know, they use hydroxychloroquine. He improved, got out of the hospital, and now we have another, right, headline kind of reminding us that COVID might like the testicles. The testicles, as we talked about back, I think, in April, the testicles could be a reservoir for COVID. COVID might want to hang out there. Maybe it's because it's a little cooler, right? The testicles, you know, because they're away from the body, it's not as warm. So maybe the COVID's like, well, this is cool. Maybe it's because of the ACE2 receptors. But we're trying to figure out why men die more than women when it comes to COVID. You know, and everybody's like, oh, you know, because men are babies, and, you know, and I don't really like that sort of stereotype. I understand I shared a meme the other day where somebody posted on the meme that, you know, a guy walks into a place and, you know, is asked for his temperature, asked if he has a fever before he enters the place. And the guy's like, have you ever seen, you know, a man with a fever actually walking? You know, because they're in bed, like, what was me? And I kind of disagree with that. You know, when my husband gets sick, I don't think he's being a baby. I just think he gets hit with it harder than I do. You know, I thought, well, maybe it's because of my immune system, because, you know, I'm, you know, around a lot of sick people. I've taken care of sick people. Maybe, you know, my immune system maybe has a mommy. You know, mommies have to still be able to kind of still, you know, feed their young and, you know, in the wild and, you know, still provide for them and all that. So they just can't be as down for the count. And so they have some resilience. You know, we think there could be some estrogen protecting people, you know, women in that regard. But it's very puzzling to people as we talk about lockdowns or curfews or what's going on in California and what's going on with people's economy when there's part of the population, a good part of the population, you know, barely having a cough or sniffle, you know, with COVID. Some looks like having testicular pain, and then others being completely consumed by it and dying. And, you know, I keep getting asked this, and here we are in November 2020. Why is COVID killing some and doing nothing to others? What is it? Is it a different virus? Is it a different strain? Is it, you know, and we discussed this early on where it's the person. Some people will have a big dramatic immune reaction or a cytokine storm that causes them to succumb to this a lot worse than others. It also could be the viral load, the amount of the virus you get. It could be a strain issue. But it really is starting to look like that it's very person-dependent, person-specific. You'll have family members where one's fine and another one isn't. Yet, I believe there's a case in Texas where a 5-year-old child lost both his young parents to COVID within a matter of days. Why are young parents dying of COVID in Texas? Whereas we see people get it in Nevada and, you know, yeah, we do have severe cases, but not all of them. So it's really a struggle because, you know, people want to end COVID. They want us to move forward. They don't want people dying, but they'd like some explanations. And we're giving you the best explanation we have. Some people have a more exaggerated response to the virus than others. Another issue could be some are waiting to get seen. I can't tell you how many people call telemedicine going, I'm short of breath. I have trouble breathing. And I'm like, what are you calling me for? If you have trouble breathing, you need to get yourself seen. This could be a heart attack. This could be pneumonia. This could be a dropped lung. This could be COVID. No. I don't want to go to the doctor. We were told not to go to the doctor. And I'm like, come on. If you have trouble breathing, you need to get yourself seen. And it could be that maybe some people are like, to heck with this. I'm not feeling well. I have healthcare access. I'm getting myself seen. And others that don't have healthcare access or don't have health insurance, you know, or don't have the time or can't take off work, can't. So, you know, we have a variety of theories. Different strain, higher viral load because you're an essential worker and you're getting hit with it every day. Lack of healthcare access, being a man, not having as much estrogen as a woman would. You know, the virus finding a place to hide out and then come back. There's a whole bunch of different theories out there. And I get that, you know, it would be nice for this virus to be a little bit more simpler where, you know, like diabetes. If you get diabetes, you're going to be prone to blindness and numbness and, you know, neuropathy and kidney disease. So we control the diabetes, you'll be fine. Well, it would be nice if it was a little simpler like that, but it's not. It affects people differently. And we've talked about that. One of my previous practice partners had said, how he describes it to patients, is you could throw the bacteria strep pneumonia into a room. Okay? One person will get pneumonia. Another person, nothing's going to happen. Another one, they might get like an ear infection or some other sort of infection. And, you know, when I was growing up, I used to call myself a throater, a sore throater. Stop the giggles. A sore throater. And the reason why is whenever there was a virus that kind of hit the family, my sister would get migraines or GI issues, I think. My brother would get wheezing. But I would always get a sore throat. Anytime I get sick, I just always get a sore throat. That's how I react to illness. So if you're a lunger and you've always kind of had lung sort of ramifications from illnesses, you're probably, you know, going to be in that subset that we need to watch more closely. So that's kind of how I look at it. But I get how frustrating it is. Now, another headline that's kind of frustrating people and making some of them scratch their heads is in Seattle, a federal judge has awarded $10 million to a family who sued because they got pregnant. And it's a very interesting case. This is a family who is suing for wrongful pregnancy, wrongful life. And it's because the woman, the mom, had gone in for her depot shot that she gets. It's a federally funded clinic, so the federal government got sued. She went in for her depot shot that you get every 3 months, and instead she was given a flu shot by the nurse. So, yeah, she was protected by the flu, but she didn't get her depot shot, so she ended up getting pregnant. She didn't want to get pregnant, and the pregnancy actually ended in a child who's now 8 years old, but has bilateral perisylvian polymicrogyria, or PMG, where the child has cognitive delays, slowed speech, language skills, epilepsy, vision problems, and IQ of 70. Now, the child's in grade school, but the parents sued because they didn't want to become pregnant. And they now have medical expenses to take care of the child. And I know this is a very, very hard thing to kind of conceptualize. So they were awarded $10 million, $2.5 million for damages, $7.5 million for medical expenses to take care of the baby. Federal government was sued because it was a federally run clinic. So wrongful pregnancies and wrongful life suits aren't anything new. We've heard about that when, you know, people have asked for birth control or wanted an abortion and didn't get an abortion or something. There's been a few of them. Many of them actually, I believe, coming out of Washington. And where I, you know, and I'm not here to, you know, judge and I am kind of concerned that, you know, if the child does later, you know, read, you know, the newspaper or, you know, read the articles out there later, finding out that, you know, their parents didn't want them. That's always kind of tough. I do get that there's a lot of expenses and, you know, the parents now have to care for a child that they might not have wanted and they need help. It's just, I hate the term wrongful life, wrongful pregnancy, but that's a term that's used. But I bring this up because any medical provider that makes a mistake with somebody's birth control can now be at risk for a wrongful pregnancy, wrong lawsuit. And it just, it's kind of hard to conceptualize that that would be something that would be, you know, in courts. But I guess when you have the medical expenses, there are awards that you could, I guess, apply for. But rather than apply, it's a suit. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With lots of ifs. If President Trump runs out of lawsuits, if Biden is certified president, that will create a vacancy in California's Senate seat held by Kamala Harris. Black Lives Matter on their global website is insisting Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom put a black woman in the Senate seat, noting without Harris, there are no black women in the Senate. Political pundit Candace Owens weighs in on Fox.
And I believe you're going to see that Gavin Newsom will do as they say. This is what happens when you don't have a spine to stand up to people in the beginning. You know, when they're rioting and looting and you're calling this a peaceful protest, this is what happens in the end. You start to manifest this idea that they are in power and they are in control, and you want the puppets in office that would do their bidding.
Governor Newsom says he has plenty of time.
No timeline's been established. Process is just beginning to unfold. We are working through the cattle call of considerations related to what's the profile, right choice to replace Senator Harris.
USA Radio News. Georgia election official Gabriel Sterling announced Tuesday more ballots have been found and not counted on the November 3rd election.
The human beings that are part of this are the weakest link in the whole system. But that's why there's these checks and double checks and triple checks that we do before we finalize the audit phase of this.
Sterling says the two irregularities were not related.
This is a slightly different situation from Floyd. These were scanned votes that are on a memory card, whereas Floyd were a box of unscanned votes.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany claims a third county is reporting irregularities.
There's reporting that in a third county in Georgia, in Walton County, they have found the same issue, a memory card that was not registered with votes. And guess what? These votes favor President Donald J. Trump. What is going on here? Every American should be concerned.
President Trump Tuesday filed another lawsuit in Carson City, Nevada, claiming over 15,000 votes were cast by people that moved out of state and voted in their new home state. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of your emails this week have been surrounding Governor Newsom and some hypocrisy that has been caught on camera where Gavin Newsom was at a, quote, Michelin star restaurant birthday party. He dined in a group of 12, was not wearing a mask. This occurring on the same... Now, maybe within the same rough time frame of him making new restrictions when it comes to indoor dining, Thanksgiving, and people are pretty ticked. So apparently this dinner happened on November 6th, and indoor dining is allowed in California, but the party sizes are supposed to be six or fewer. Now, Newsom's group was at a place called the French Laundry, a Michelin-star restaurant with a private dining room. It looked beautiful, actually. It's a beautiful restaurant. I've never been there. There were French doors open to their dining room, but witnesses said they were closed at one point. Newsom said he followed protocol. It's missing a word here, but then he said he never should have gone out and should set a better example. He's currently instructing all Californians not to mix more than three households for Thanksgiving. Says there should be a limit party to 2 hours. We talked about the new Thanksgiving rules where people should be outside. You can only go inside to use a bathroom. And that's only if the person hosting is making sure that the bathroom is sanitized after each single person comes in, which means whoever is cooking or whoever is hosting has to have somebody cleaning the toilet each time. I don't really see that happening in my house. I do not want to be cleaning the toilet while carving turkey. If there is going to be music, it can't be from three different households. The music has to be supplied by just one of them. And no wind instruments. Plus, dinner shouldn't be, you know, family style where you pass the potatoes or pass the stuffing. They are recommending you just serve the plates and give everybody their individual plates or to-go box. So basically, Thanksgiving's supposed to stink. But some of us, like I said, are liking the idea of no Thanksgiving, you know, or a lot of people not coming to the house for Thanksgiving, and 2 hours you get to kick everybody out. So when photos emerged of Governor Newsom, you know, having dinner and all that, people got their panties all up in a bunch. Now here's the thing, okay? I get that, you know, people have been kind of following, you think it's paparazzi, but, you know, people have been following, you know, our governor, you know, around when he goes out, you know, to visit a restaurant and, you know, Governor Newsom obviously having issues, Nancy Pelosi going to get her hair done, you know, I mean, as a physician, you know, I really don't like seeing people make a big deal about, we got bigger fish to fry when it comes to news, but you get my interest piqued when somebody like Pelosi or Newsom or whatever makes these very strict rules, are causing businesses to suffer, and then they don't practice what they preach. And that's a problem. Okay? The laissez-faire bourgeoisie, I mean, we need to know that the high and mighty or the rich or, you know, whoever is the king, right, is following their own advice. You know, one thing that made President Trump very endearing to people, because I think the GOP was worried that, you know, you have Trump being as wealthy as he is, you know, is he going to relate to the average person? Well, you know, some of the things he did was, he said, one, I'm not going to ask for donations. I'm going to just fund this myself. Keep your money. Two is, I'm not going to take a salary. I'm not going to, you know, and I'm, you know, not going to take a day off. I'm going to work when, you know, I'm going to work, and I'm not going to go on these lavish trips and these lavish, you know, I mean, like you've seen with other presidents, you know, where they're touring and they're enjoying, you know, Europe, and they're enjoying, you know, parts of Asia, and so it's a lot more endearing when you see somebody, you know, if I was Governor Newsom, I would show a picture of him eating spaghetti at home saying, look, I'm here doing my part. That would probably be a better optic than seeing him at a very fine dining restaurant with glasses and of wine and, you know, people kind of talking and enjoying themselves. And, you know, the other issue, too, which is difficult is, you know, I try to support local business, and I will post a picture and I will do a check-in and tag that local business because I want to help promote, I want to help these businesses. I want to help save them. I do, though, have to be careful because I don't want it to be looked upon as, okay, well, I'm going out and I'm enjoying life when other people aren't enjoying life. And so, you know, but Governor Newsom wasn't doing that. He wasn't trying to promote the restaurant and promote, you know, keeping it local and, you know, supporting your local business owners. He was just enjoying the night out. And mind you, I mean, I enjoy a night out when I go out, but, but then again, also, I'm not telling people to close down. So it's definitely was bad form. Bad, very, very bad form. Just like I think he had winery issues. And, you know, people ask, will Newsom be re-elected? I don't know. I think he needs Disney backing him, and I think Disney's pretty unhappy. California has over 1 million cases, 18,000 deaths. Washington, where this all kind of started, 130,000 cases, 2,500 deaths. Utah has been seeing soaring cases, 151,000 cases, 710 deaths. Iowa has been starting to see more cases, 188,000 cases, 1,900 deaths. So Iowa just started a mask mandate. Pennsylvania, 268,000 cases, 9,200 deaths. Texas, 1 million cases, 19,559 deaths, surpassing California. We're going to be very, very frustrated with our political figures, and understandably so. Moving to election issues, I think we're seeing more and more frustration with what happened with the election. Apparently in Oakland, California, poll workers at a voting site were incorrectly told, about 200 of them were being told, possibly more, that their paper ballot was a receipt and could be taken home. So their ballot didn't get counted because they took it home. Apparently, a coalition of voting rights advocates has alleged this complaint to Alameda County Registrars of Voters. Apparently, the errors happened on campus of Mills College. Some voters who use an electronic device to mark their ballot were wrongly told it was keeping a digital record of their selections on federal, state, and local races, and that a printout of their votes was their quote-unquote receipt. In reality, the printout needed to be handed to poll voters in order for their ballots to be counted. So representatives of 15 civil rights and voting rights groups wrote a letter to Tim DePew, the County Registrar of Voters. So what that highlights is there were people working at the polls that didn't know what the hell they were saying and doing. Now, in Floyd County, 2,600 votes in Georgia were not counted, and the election directors have been asked to step down. So the Georgia Secretary of State is asking for the executive director of the Floyd County Board of Elections, Robert Brady, to step down after 2,600 ballots were left uncounted prior to the county's initial certification. The error was discovered on Sunday during the third day of the state's audit. Now, the Georgia Secretary of State of Office said the county did not finish counting all the initial votes before the audit began and informed the state of the error Sunday when it came to light. They said it was not an equipment issue. This was a person not doing their job properly. How many people were not doing their job properly during the election? State officials said an entire memory card was not unloaded. The card was apparently left in the machine. The results should have been run by the election board before being certified. Now, people are saying, well, these 2,600 votes don't change a final outcome because it provided 800 votes for President Trump. But for many of us that want to know moving forward that the election process is whole and sacred and accurate, it's another example of how, you know, there could be thousands of mistakes. This one was just caught. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a question I keep getting asked is, you know, should we be taking vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, melatonin, quercetin, ivermectin, all these medications preventively or prophylactically, and what should we be buying up at the stores? I don't know if you've seen a lot of the headlines and the pictures that are circulating because, you know, the news stations don't want to talk about the election. They don't want to talk about the recount of the vote, so they want to cover something else. So they're showing store shelves that are empty and people now flooding supermarkets, you know, and buying, you know, a toilet paper. So let's talk about what I think we should be doing right now. We'll start first with the toilet paper, okay? I don't really think you could overbuy toilet paper. One thing about toilet paper is toilet paper lasts. And I do get frustrated because in my family, when they see there's extra rolls, they'll use bigger wads of toilet paper. So what I kind of do in my family is I make everybody think they're on their last roll. And I notice they use it just a little bit more sparingly. You know, you don't have to use 200 squares, right? Okay, you know, and by the way, aren't you standing when you pee? So, I'll, you know, and then I have like a closet, you know, full of, you know, underwear and, or not underwear, a closet full of toilet paper and paper towel and all that. So, when people see that there's plenty of rolls, like, good, I could get a nice big juicy wad of toilet paper and use it. No. So, you might want to do that little trick. But I do believe that prices are going to go up. I don't think we're going to have a toilet paper shortage. I just believe that inflation is going to just consume us. And I'm already seeing prices of things ridiculously high. So I was buying cat food. And I was on Amazon. And I bought the box of pate for the cats. I got cats. And they like wet food in addition to their dry food. And they have multiple eating times. And they're really spoiled. And I noticed that this box was already up to like 40, 50 bucks. And I'm like, whoa, this is really a box of canned food is already that much? Are you kidding me? Yet when I did a little bit of more searching, I found a cheaper, same product. So if you are afraid that the prices are going to skyrocket or we're going to start rationing again, like remember you could only buy one thing of meat, you know, earlier in the year. I don't think it's a bad idea to make sure you have food in your freezer to make sure you stock up on items. You know, I don't want people rushing Costco like we saw. We don't want people rushing stores, et cetera. But unfortunately, when you see that happen, you're like, well, then there might not be anything left for me. So, you know, if you are going shopping this weekend and starting to get things for Thanksgiving and all that, if there are things you could put in your freezer, I would do it. If there are canned foods, items, because, like I said, I don't think we're going to have another food shortage per se. I mean, we might have some food issues because, you know, obviously farms are still struggling because restaurants are closing and there might be more restaurant closures. So, you know, what happens to all the food? They can't really, you know, send it to people if they don't have enough storage. So there might be some, you know, less production that we're going to see, but that's going to translate. We're going to have plenty of food. It's just, I think it's going to translate into higher prices. So if you think you're going to get a better deal now, you might want to stock up on that. Now, I also think you guys should stock up on your pharmaceuticals, okay? If you haven't gone to the doctor for your COPD, for your asthma, for your high blood pressure, for your diabetes, you might want to get your tushies into the doctor now. This is not the time to go, oh, you know what, I think I'll wait or I'll stretch the medicine out. We unfortunately see heart attacks, you know, more diabetic comas, hypertensive urgencies and emergencies because people are trying to make their medicine last. They're playing around with it because they don't want to go to the doctor. They forget to go to the doctor. And meanwhile, your doctor might be taking a break this Christmas. They might want to go on Christmas break. Or they might get sick themselves and the office might be closed. Or they might have staff that have COVID, so they have to close down. Please, if you're going to store up on anything, make sure you do whatever blood work you need to do, whatever follow-up you need to do so you have your medications. Yes, telemedicine is out there for many people. I'm going to be working throughout the holidays. We do have, you know, great doctors on many telemedicine platforms. I'm on MD Live and America Well. They're really, really good platforms, but again, there's only so much we could do. And, you know, if we don't have your blood work and we can't check your blood pressure, you know, we can't adequately manage your disease. And we don't want you at risk for COVID being an out-of-control diabetic or high blood pressure patient. Copy? Okay. So now, vitamin C, zinc, vitamin D. You are going to see across the internet all these little recommendations that you should be taking 1,000 units of vitamin C a day. You should be taking 1,000 to 3,000 units of vitamin D a day to prevent COVID. You should be taking 50 milligrams or mics of zinc. You should be on quercetrin. You should be, if you're high risk, on ivermectin. Okay, and many of you have been asking, what do I do? Should I be buying this on Amazon? Should I? Personally, this is how I look at it, okay? As a physician, I am not allowed to say on air that you all need to be taking all these supplements to prevent COVID, because we don't have enough data. We don't have enough evidence. Now, there are some physicians, one Dr. Paul Merrick from Eastern Virginia Medical School. He has published, and I'm a fan of what they do at the medical school. He has published what he recommends prophylactically. And he talks about 1,000 to 3,000 units of vitamin D a day. He talks about vitamin C, 500 milligrams twice a day. He talks about quercetrin, which is kind of an anti-inflammatory. I think it prevents immune system overreactivity. He recommends melatonin, very small amounts of melatonin at night. I want to caution people with these because, one, is if you have liver or kidney disease or whatever, we don't want you starting to take supplements, without your medical provider knowing. I also don't want people so much on melatonin every night because that could, unless your provider says so, because, again, you have your own circadian rhythm, your own melatonin. We don't want your body getting used to you taking a supplement to sleep. However, I am seeing more and more medical providers embrace this sort of prevention cocktail of vitamin D, vitamin C, quercetrin, melatonin. Some are even recommending famotidine, Pepcid. Like I said, I think the Pepcid, helps decrease some of the platelets, maybe decrease some of the clotting or the clotting ability. So I think that might be its role. So, we technically aren't supposed to be recommending any regimen because we don't have the evidence. And doctors are only really allowed to recommend things when they have the evidence. However, like Dr. Merrick said and other providers have said, look, we are seeing some positive, results to this. So talk to your medical provider. If you are vitamin D deficient, hell yeah, you need to get on vitamin D. Those with vitamin D deficiency have worse outcomes when it comes to COVID. That has been studied. So if your liver and kidneys are fine, if you don't have a parathyroid disorder, we know that you're vitamin D deficient. Your medical provider will be supplementing your vitamin D. You should be getting your vitamin D checked. A lot of us are low because we're afraid of melanoma. We aren't really baking in the sun like we did in the 80s, so our vitamin C is dropped. We're working from home. We're not walking out to our car. We're not going outside. We're not hanging out with people on the beach. We're getting less vitamin D. So our vitamin D deficiency epidemic is growing. So I think a lot of us need vitamin D. I just don't want you guys taking it randomly. I think I want you guys getting your levels checked and knowing what you should be on. But I think vitamin D deficiency needs to be corrected. I think if you don't eat a healthy diet and you aren't getting vitamin C and B complex and other vitamins, you're going to need to supplement those. But I'd rather you also eat a healthy diet. So the answer to that is yes, I think there's some things we could be taking. Just double check with your medical provider first and see what you're deficient in. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.